Paper Bird is a six-piece indie band out of Denver who've been making music together since 2006. And much like their successful Denver peers, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats and the Lumineers, Paper Bird has built a national following over the last 10 years and helped to put the Denver music scene on the map. And they've just released a new self-titled album, which they recorded in Nashville with the help of John Oates of Hall & Oates fame. And the band was in town recently to play a show in support of that new album, and they were kind enough to drop by the 91.5 KRCC studios to play a couple tunes and talk with our very own Vicky Gregor.
Hi, this is Paper Bird, and this next song is called To the Light. Your legs won't work no more, and you feel like you've been this way before. Bright at the end of the tunnel, in a street lamp in the night. Come home to me, close your tired eyes. Just keep running to the light, to the light.
Until you get
This is Vicky, your friend and neighbor, and I'm in the studio with members of Paper Bird, Paul, Jenny, Carly, and Sarah. And thank you so much for hanging out today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, I want to talk to you about the new record. It's really wonderful. But I wanted to talk to you about producing this with John Oates from Hall & Oates. How did that come to be?
Through magic, it seems. But we share an agent, and John is he lives up near Aspen part-time. So he's a Colorado guy. And we were looking for collaborators, and we were open to writing with different people, and I think he was as well. And through our agency, we got connected, and, you know, we obviously were more than willing to meet up with him and try it out. And he basically came over to our living room and sat down with his guitar, and we just worked out some songs, and it really just seemed to gel. And by the end of it, he was kind of inviting us to go to Nashville and record them. So it all happened very quickly and serendipitously, it seems.
So going to Nashville, there's my next question. When you go to Nashville and you work there and you're in this scene where so much amazing music has happened, and I'm assuming the caliber of the studios, you know, when I think about the sound of your record, you know, do you get charged up? Is there a different vibe when you're, you know, you walk out of the door from the studio and you're in Nashville and everything that that brings?
Absolutely. For me, at least, I mean, yeah, there's this kind of romanticism about Nashville. But yeah, even just working with John and David Kalmusky out of this studio alone, just the gear that we were using, that alone gives this certain energy. You know, you're like, oh, that board was used. Aretha Franklin is recorded through that, and Rumours was started on that board. And the lore of all of it, you know, is obviously creates this vibe, and it elevates you to that level where you're like, okay, I'm surrounded by this, just the gear alone. And then, yes, you walk outside and you're like, I'm in Nashville. As a Canadian girl, it was very, very cool to be working there, yeah.
Is that the best studio you have all worked in, either together or separately?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
And it changed us as a band, for sure. I think we entered that studio not knowing what was going to happen and walked away feeling, like, really confident and excited and just, like, a different band. We learned a ton.
Wow, that yeah. was magic.
Yeah, it was.
That came to the table. Well, you know, you're an amazing band. You were Colorado's secret for a while, and now it's growing and growing, which is amazing. That is an excellent record.
Thank you. Really, truly.
It's the kind of record I want to play every day, quite frankly.
Aww,
so
thanks.
To make something like that, I really appreciate the talent that you all bring to the table and making, you know, DJs really happy when they pull something off the rack.
Well, thanks for playing it and listening to it. It means a lot to us.
Yeah. Well, a pleasure to be hanging out with you today, and I want to thank you. And let's go out with a song.
So this song is our first single. It's called Don't Want Half, and here goes nothing.
Through the night until this feeling's gone. I'm just trying to make a happy life. I have been waiting so long. So could you please be careful with me? Wide open and free. Be the kind of man you have been too afraid to be. Ooh, well. If I wanted from you, would there be too much to ask? I could take it all back, but I don't want to. I don't want half, and I shouldn't have to ask. It's all or nothing in back. Can't have all of you. Well, if I can't have all of you.
of you. I'm just trying to make it through one night before I know you're gone. Are you dead and gone? And I'm just trying to make a happy life, and I can't do it alone. Don't you want to hold me close and let me be the thing you want the most?
That was the Denver band Paper Bird in studio performance here at 91.5 KRCC. Paper Bird's new self-titled album is out now, and you've been listening to their music right here on Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. Stick with us.